Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You know, I just want to let you know that I never felt this way about anybody else. I think I love you. So don't think I'm crazy when I tell you this. But if you ever hurt me, I'll kill you. You better go down when you get with me. You better realize I don't want you to.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and if you don't know the name Tila Tequila, then you're not wasting enough time in MySpace. The unofficial queen of the social networking site counts 1.7 million users as her virtual friends. Now, the woman Time magazine called the Madonna of MySpace wants to be, well, the Madonna of pop music. Here to try to explain Tila Tequila and her new single, I Love You, is Washington Post writer J. Freedom Dulac. Josh, welcome to Soundcheck.
Glad to be here, John.
So Josh is joining us from the newsroom of the Washington Post. Tell us quickly, who is Tila Tequila?
Tila Tequila is a young woman who sort of made something out of nothing. What that something is kind of unclear at this point. She's, you know, she's got those. Actually, it's 1,755,172 friends as of this very moment.
Are you sitting in front of a computer? Are you looking at her page right now?
I am. I am one of those pimply dorks with access to a computer that we mentioned in the story. So, you know, when she's accumulated all of these friends, it's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. I mean, when you're called the queen of MySpace and, you know, it's all about social networking there, everybody decides they want you, you know, they want to have you as one of their friends. So, you know, she gets over 1,000 new friend requests a day from, you know, from people she doesn't know. And
right.
She approves all of them. I mean, there's no vetting process here. Sells a bunch of merchandise, you know, posters, calendars, various tchotchkes with her image on it, usually not wearing very much clothing, which I guess is another thing she's known for.
Mm-hmm.
She got her start in the import car model circuit. Was apparently quite successful there. You know, now she's decided that she wants to sell music. I mean, she's for a while has had free songs on her MySpace page. You know, the difference now is she's trying to get people to pay 99 cents for them, and they haven't been doing it in large numbers.
All right. Well, there are plenty of bikini models out there. What has set Tequila apart from all the rest of them and gotten her to be, you know, put on Rolling Stone's 2006 hot list and PC World's 50 most important people on the internet? What is she doing differently from all the others, if anything?
Well, first of all, she was one of the first stars on MySpace when the site was you know, just getting started. She had been on been on sort of the predecessor to MySpace, Friendster,
mm-hmm.
and apparently got kicked off of Friendster a few times. She'd accumulated quite a few friends there just from people she met on that car show circuit and elsewhere. And when she got kicked off, MySpace asked her to come over, and she did. And she sent out an email blast to, you know, something like 30 or 40,000 people that she'd been in some sort of communication with on Friendster. And suddenly she had 30 or 40,000 friends on MySpace, and it just sort of grew from there. Curiosity drew a lot of people to her page.
Success breeds success, and now she's famous for being famous.
Exactly.
We're talking with J. Freedom Dulac from The Washington Post about the phenomenon of Tila Tequila, which is a phenomenon she's now trying to extend to the world of pop music with this single called I Love You, which was produced by Lil Jon. And, you know, she's managed by the same people who managed the Dixie Chicks and Clay Aiken. So, you know, there seems to be some major players involved even without the benefit of a record deal.
Sure. And I think, you know, initially it was interesting. I was watching an interview that she gave on MSNBC about a year ago. And at that point, you know, came out and declared to Tucker Carlson that she would be signing with a major label soon. And I think what happened was she met with some of them and they wanted to sort of get their fingers on her merchandise, on her website, and really take control or at least partial control of some aspects of her career that, you know, I mean, that was her career at that
mm-hmm.
point. So, you know, for a new artist, that's sort of a standard deal. But, you know, for somebody who already is selling merchandise and has a humongous presence on the internet, she didn't want to give that up. So, you know, the interesting thing about her, I guess the reason that people are talking about her, the reason that we did this story is she's somebody who's trying to have a successful career as a musician without a major recording label behind her, you know, and without having an established fan base for her music. But, you know, as you mentioned, she's managed by Simon Renshaw. She works with a huge music publicity firm out in Los Angeles. And, you know, Little John produced this single. It was interesting. I asked her, I said, how did you guys come in contact with each other? And she said, well, I met him on MySpace. And then, you know,
of course,
2 seconds later, she said, okay, actually, we have the same attorney. So,
Well, let's hear a little bit more from her one and only song so far, as Tila Tequila attempts to become as hot in the pop charts as she is on MySpace. The song is called I Love You. That is Tila Tequila, the former bikini model and import car model, has written a song, recorded it, and Jay Freedom Dulac with us from the newsroom of the Washington Post. You mentioned a few moments ago that the song hasn't actually gotten so many people as she might have hoped for to actually plunk down their 99 cents, but I understand that the video for the song went to number one on iTunes.
The video did go to number one. Truth be told, when she first put the music and the video up on iTunes, she was selling the single and still is for 99 cents. The video came free with it. So, you know, to go number one on the video chart doesn't necessarily mean what you know, you might think it does, because she essentially gave away 14,000 copies of that video in the first week. Hmm. And 14,000 is the number of people who purchased the single itself. But, you know, I think it's interesting. It is interesting that a lot of people are interested in looking at her, maybe not necessarily listening to her.
Now, can MySpace alone launch a star?
It's hard to say. I mean, one of the problems that she has and will continue to have, and, you know, this is in my story, quoted Craig Marks, the editor of Blender Magazine, saying essentially one of her big problems is she's just not that good of an artist. You know, she actually has put several other songs on MySpace. Should be said that this is not her first single. This is just the first one she's tried to sell. If you look at sort of the, you know, the body of work that she's put out there, I mean, it's not necessarily great music, not even great pop music. I mean, there is an art, you know, there's a craft involved, and I just, I'm not sure she's going to be successful in this realm.
All right. Well, Lily Allen in the background got her launch through MySpace, but of course there's a modicum of talent there, as many critics agree. We've been speaking with Jay Freedom Dulac from the Washington Post. Josh, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow on Soundcheck, musical hoaxes with John Flansburg from the alt-rock duo They Might Be Giants. Find out about such pearls as Bob Dylan sings Sam I Am and Mama Cass did not die eating a sandwich in anticipation of April Fool's Day. Also, the band Slammin' mixes a cappella singing with beatboxing and body percussion live in our studio. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today is Rob Christensen. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. With help today from Mark Phillips, I'm John Schaefer.